Pathway to Promise podcast, episode number 3, God's Gift of Drawing on a Higher Power.
Hi there, everybody. This is Carol Stanek from the Crazy Marketing Lady Show, and I'm all about helping people get found. Right now, you're fortunate to have found the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller.
What little I could see through the blinding pain in my legs was the pink and blue flower pattern on the backside of Eileen's bathing suit, right in my face.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
There I was, sitting in the back of a rubber raft with a sick old lady in a gaudy floral patterned bathing suit. And I just knew this was not going to end well. Hello, my friend. I'm Dr. Brad Miller, and you're on the Pathway to Promise podcast. This is episode number 3, God's Gift of Drawing on a Higher Power. The older woman in the gaudy flower bathing suit sitting next to me was trouble. Her name was Eileen, and she was a nice enough lady, but in this particular circumstance, she was trouble. My wife and I and our 2 teenage sons like to go whitewater rafting on our vacations. On this particular trip, we were on a river in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. It was our family of 4 and 2 other couples, a couple of newlyweds, our college student guide, who was a petite young woman, and Eileen and her husband, 9 in all, in a rubber whitewater raft on a pretty swift-moving river. Somehow, I ended up sitting in the very back of the rubber raft right next to Eileen, who was no small woman. And there she was in her gaudy floral bathing suit. She was wide-eyed and obviously scared, and she was talking and kind of almost bragging nervously about all the medications that she was on, which didn't make me feel all that confident. And it was just obvious that this was a woman who was not physically or emotionally ready for something as physically taxing and strenuous as a 4 to 5 hour whitewater rafting trip. I just had this sick feeling that something was about to go terribly wrong. The woman had terror in her eyes as we pushed off the bank of the river. And really, it wasn't more than 5 minutes into our trip that we ran into our first patch of white water. And immediately, Eileen absolutely panicked. And instead of digging her paddle into the river and the water as we had been instructed, she raised up her paddle and swung it up in the air and was screaming and yelling at the top of her lungs. And she was flailing with that paddle. I managed to duck the first swing, but she came back around. And with the second swing, sure enough, she hit me right in the chest. It knocked the wind out of my lungs. And in almost the same motion, she lost her balance and started sliding backward. Eileen was going into the river, and there was nothing that could stop that. But being a nice lady, she decided to take me with her. Eileen grabbed my life jacket as she was going in with a death grip, and she managed to take both of us backwards into the river. Now, fortunately, there were giant rocks underneath the water for me to land on. And then Eileen was courteous enough to land on top of me with all her weight, mind you, which included smashing my legs into the rocks again. What little I could see through the blinding pain in my legs was the pink and blue flower pattern on the backside of Eileen's bathing suit, right in my face. And it was even better because she was in full panic, thrashing about, kicking and screaming and kicking me several times in the process. Let me tell you, it was good times. I was literally stuck between a rock and a pink and blue floral pattern place. And I started taking on water. I sincerely thought it was all over for me, right then and there. I thought this was it. This is how I go out of this world. Taken out by a crazy old woman, and my last vision in life was a pink and blue flowered pattern bathing suit. Well, at that point, I guess it was just instinct that I did what had to be done. I put one hand on a blue flower and one hand on a pink flower, and I pushed. I pushed off those rocks down below with all my might to try to get her to the surface, and somehow she popped up to the surface, and the boat was right there, the raft was right there, and the people on the raft managed to pull her up into the raft safely. I, on the other hand, was a different story. I was pretty beat up, and I slid back under the water. My energy was spent. I was hurt. I was helpless. I was out of breath. My strength was gone. This was it, I thought. All I could do was pray. More on this in just a few minutes. Sometimes when you're in the middle of adversity, in the pain of your present circumstances, you feel very much drained, out of energy, helpless, your strength gone. You feel powerless. You feel like you're about to go under. Hello, my friend. This is Dr. Brad Miller, and this is the Pathway to Promise podcast. My life is dedicated to helping people like you overcome adversity and achieve positive transformation in their lives in a timely manner. I believe that every single person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, which you achieve by following a proven pattern, which along with the proper people allows you to claim your promised life. This is episode 3 of the Pathway to Promise podcast in our series of 5 foundational teachings, which includes teaching about the 4 gifts that God gives to you to help you attain your promised life. In episode 1, I shared my story about how my daughter's wedding and the preparations for that led to the creation of the Pathway to Promise podcast. In episode 2, I taught about God's gift of taking bold action. And in episodes 4 and 5, I will teach about God's gifts of love and self-discipline. This is foundational episode number 3, which is all about God's gift of drawing on a higher power, a spiritual resource. The foundational principle of drawing on a higher power stems from a verse of Scripture in the Bible. The Apostle Paul wrote these words in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. I, meaning God, did not give you a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. The second foundational gift of God and the Pathway to Promise process, after bold action, is the gift of drawing on a higher power. Power is the source of energy which we draw on to achieve our promised life. It is a power greater than ourselves that you must depend on to achieve meaningful, transformational change. This is the inner change you have to attain to achieve outer change. You might say this is the engine which drives the vehicle which takes you through the wilderness of your adversities to your promised life. Nothing truly moves without energy. Without energy, that's power. Great figures from the Bible: Paul, Moses, Jesus, all had extended periods of prayer and fasting which energized them to get through, even endure, their wilderness experiences to achieve their promised life. Many successful contemporary authors and leaders, including such folks as Tim Ferriss and Oprah Winfrey, credit spiritual meditation as crucial to their achievements in life. This means drawing on a higher power to find your promised life is the way to go. And the process is often called depending on spiritual disciplines. They include such practices as prayer, fasting, meditation, reading scripture, study, worship, unplugging from social media or television. And it is these spiritual practices or disciplines which connect you to your higher power, the source of finding your promised life. So let's get a bit more detailed on one of the spiritual disciplines which you will find helpful to utilize on your pathway to promise. It's the spiritual practice of journaling. There are many ways to journal, but let me share with you one practice I use, which you will find helpful. Take out your tablet and open it up. That can be a notebook or the app you use on your phone or your iPad. I'm going to call this place that you write things, important thoughts, your tablet, because in the Bible, the Ten Commandments were etched onto two stone tablets, which was the source of power, which transformed and motivated Moses. So use your tablet. This plan for journaling is called the SOAP plan, the S-O-A-P plan, and here's how it works. Open up your tablet to write in, and then get your holy book to read from. Now, the holy book I prefer is the Bible, but of course there are many other powerful holy books from nearly every faith tradition, Jewish, Islamic, many others. Acquire your holy book, or acquire a book that's important to you that gives you spiritual inspiration. And then acquire a plan to read daily a section of the book. That may mean a chapter in the Bible, or it may mean a paragraph in another book, or a page or two. I use the YouVersion.com Bible, which includes with it a number of Bible reading plans which are included with the application. Okay, here's the SOAP plan, the S-O-A-P plan. In your tablet, write the letter S for SOAP. It's to spell out the word SOAP, and the S stands for Scripture. Now, select a passage of Scripture and write it down in your tablet. And even better yet, speak that passage of Scripture aloud. And when you write something out, particularly something spiritually powerful, the very act of writing it helps to imprint the message into your mind. That's the S for Scripture. Now in your tablet, write down the letter O in the word SOAP. The O to spell out the word SOAP is for observation. O for observation. Now in your tablet, write down a few lines observing what you have learned by reading and writing and speaking the scripture passage. What do you think was the intent of the writer? What was the context of the passage? What message is being conveyed by the scripture? These are a few of the questions which can guide you in your observation of the scripture. So we have scripture for S and O for observation. The letter A in spelling out soap is for application. So in your tablet, write down the letter A and the word application. Now write down a few lines in your tablet about how this scriptural passage has application to your personal life. How does the scripture apply to your marriage or your family life? How does the message of the scripture impact your workplace or your relationships with your friends? Is there an application of the scripture to your physical health or to your business endeavors? These are some of the things you can put down for your observations. S is for scripture. O is for observation. A is for application. And the letter P, which completes the spelling of the word soap, stands for prayer. So on your tablet, write the letter P and the word prayer. Prayer is the language you use to communicate with your higher power. So open up your tablet and write out a prayer that communicates what you learned from the scripture and its application for you. Now, you may not be used to this, but writing a prayer just means like you're communicating in writing to your greater power, your higher power. And God will listen. It's like writing a letter or a note to a friend, even an email perhaps. And this prayer can include things like adoration and worship of your higher power, of God. It can be a confession of anything that is breaking your relationship between you and your higher power, or between you and other people. Thanksgiving and being grateful for the blessings in your life is another thing that you can write out in your prayer. You can also ask for your higher power, for God to give you direction and discernment in the decisions that you need to make. And when you write that out, and when you're finished writing, take a moment in the section on prayer to be quiet and listen and reflect and meditate on what you have written in your tablet, what you have written in your journal. S for scripture, O for observation, A for application, P for prayer, the soap process of journaling, which I use to connect to my higher power, can be applicable to your life. And I also like to think of it as cleaning up my life a bit, you know, with soap. I know if you regularly apply spiritual disciplines, particularly the practice of journaling through the soap method, you will feel the power of something greater than yourself in your life. This is a vital practice which will change you for the better. It is an important part of the transformation journey, which is your pathway to your promised life. This is a way you gain strength and power to change your life, even when you feel like you have no personal power. You draw upon a power higher than yourself, something greater than you are. Speaking of feeling powerless, are you curious at all about what happened when I was underwater in the river, sinking fast, helpless, where you left me a few minutes ago? Well, I said I was sinking fast, and all I could do was pray. And my prayer was answered, indeed, by a power greater than myself. I am blessed to have a strong, athletic son who was 18 years old at the time. And it was my son who reached down into the river, grabbed me by the life jacket, and with one giant heave, completely lifted me out of the water and into the raft. Then I'm not a small person by any means, and this was quite a lift on his place and his part. But he's strong. He's a strong young man. And more than that, this was a strong higher power which empowered him and certainly came to my rescue. I got out of the water and I coughed up some of that sweet, sweet river water, caught my breath. I was a little bit beat up, of course, but none too worse for the wear, and forever grateful for the strength and power of my son to save my life that day. I was able to complete my pathway on the river that day because I drew upon a higher power, and that made all the difference. The Pathway to Promise podcast is all about making a difference in your life. It's about helping you find a way to navigate great adversity in your life, like depression, divorce, disease, debt, even the death of a loved one. I truly do believe that God has promised you a life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, which you will find when you connect up with the right people, with the right plan, which will includes connecting to a higher power. That's what will guide you. If you would like to find out more about the Pathway to Promise podcast, I suggest you head over to our website. It's pathwaypromise.com. At pathwaypromise.com, I have a free gift for you. It's a guide. It's entitled, How to Frame Your Day for Success, the 4-Minute Way. It's about how to start and end your day with a discipline to draw upon a higher power to set you up for success. And there's lots of other great resources in there as well at pathwaypromise.com. I'm so pleased that you chose to join me today in episode 3 of the Pathway to Promise podcast. And I know when you draw upon a power greater than yourself, you will be transformed to the better. If the Pathway to Promise podcast has added value to your life, it would be an honor if you would subscribe to this podcast through iTunes or whatever channel you are listening to my voice today. It would also be awesome if you would give the Pathway to Promise podcast a 5-star rating, if you think we deserve it, of course, and if you would write a line or two in the review field, that would be so much appreciated. Please share with others about the Pathway to Promise podcast through your social media and personal connections. I know you know someone for which the Pathway to Promise podcast would be helpful. I'll be here every week. This is episode number 3, God's Gift of Drawing on a Higher Power. And this is the 3rd of 5 foundational episodes of the Pathway to Promise podcast. Episode 1 was a story of preparing for my daughter's wedding, which led to the creation of the Pathway to Promise podcast. Episode 2 was all about God's gift of bold action in your life. And episode 5 focuses on God's gift of living with self-discipline. But right now, I want to invite you to go on over and play episode number 4, which is a deep dive on God's gift of energy in your loving relationships, your loved ones. It's all about love. And it's available right now on the Pathway to Promise podcast. And you don't want to miss episode number 4. My friend, it has been indeed a privilege and an honor for you to lend me your ears to spend some time with me on the Pathway to Promise podcast today. I am absolutely passionate about helping people transform their lives for the better in a timely way. It is my earnest prayer that we, you and I, can go in this pathway to the promised life together. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, but because there is power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.